Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm good. Can't complain. As we get closer and closer to Christmas, I am going to continue giving you more album review presents than ever before. So let's do this thing. And before we get into it, do check out the website motomotomusic.com, top right hand corner. There is a PayPal icon and yeah, make some donations. This is how we keep those African album reviews coming, you know? So, yeah.
The latest African album review is...
Where does the African album review take us to this week? Gabon. I'm excited to venture into new territory with an album review for Gabonese act. Chanel Lakinda has been one of the biggest acts out of the country in recent times. She only released her debut album, My Name is Chanel, in 2015 and won over her entire country. Since then, it's been pretty much hit after hit after hit every single year. And today I'll be reviewing her album titled Eclectic 2.0. Eclectic 2.0 was released on December 11, 2020. It has 24 tracks, which is 1 hour 30 minutes in runtime. It also has 5 features that include Cote d'Ivoire's Ariel Shenek, Fally Ipupa from DR Congo, Mimi from Cameroon, Rico Amage, and French singer Singular. It also has multiple producer placements. And the album cover to Eclectic 2.0 sees an almost devilish looking Chanel trying to show some out of character intimidation, but I think she's way too sweet for all that. The background is red and she's in all black. I mean, it's an okay cover, really.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Chanel opens up with a pacey Sekisa, which instantly sets the tone. While listening, I thought, this album is 24 tracks long. There's no way she'd maintain the entire album with dance floor fillers, would she? Let's find out how it all goes. Okoke is a track that has some interesting hallmarks of what some Chanel music has been over the years. You get two beat interchanges in one. One is a Roomba-driven dance beat that switches to a guitar-string-heavy R&B bounce. And that style has been evident throughout a number of her biggest songs, including Shokele, which is also on this album, Eclectic 2.0, to add a bit of familiarity to it and all. You also get singles such as Yaya Yobe, which is an R&B song sprinkled with some rap, and she kind of likes to do a rap thing here and there, and she's good at it too. Oui, elle a mérej. I don't know if I said that right. Probably butchered it, but whatevs. It's a single alongside Fally Ipupa that Chanel released in November of this year, 2020. Let me just say, this tune blew up, and she deserves it, man. She's been working hard, and her music has been telling the tale about her hard work throughout the years. It's an Afropop number with some scintillating melodies to give you goosebumps, honestly. It has some simple but beautifully catchy synths, and the bassline was epic. Absolutely epic. Did I mention the singing? All I know is Fally Ipupa is easily the best out of DR Congo, and Chanel complements his style well. Check out the video as well. It is on YouTube. Well worth the watch. So, you think Fally Ipupa is the only heavy hitter on this album? Chanel also enlisted the decorated talents of French R&B god Singular on Luma Le Fe. And the song is amazing. Singular still has that touch, man. He is the very first French artist I ever listened to and owned a CD of. And that was way back, I think, in 2003 or 2002. Crazy. Things do slow down a bit on Je Vous Fais L'Amour, which is bouncy with a local fusion in how it sounds. And Chanel showcases some of those rap verses that I mentioned, and she does slot them here and there in pretty much most of her music. The awesome thing is, like I mentioned before, she actually is quite good at it, and she has her own style. This one has a fresh new video which dropped as part of the album promo only a couple of days ago, and yeah, it's amazing. A song to watch out for on Eclectic 2.0 is Chango featuring Rico Amaj, which was a pleasant surprise having some English within it. Chanel does incorporate some English here and there, but only a few phrases. Rico Amaj says, "Chanel is my girl," while Chanel says, "The boy is mine," in a statement of intent to fight for what's hers and keep it. The two also team up on the song Je Te Souffre, which is a faster tempo, but still a wonderful listen. So it's great to see the two artists have, you know, two different styles on two different songs.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Genre-wise, you get R&B, Afropop, dancehall, and something to that effect on songs such as Bizou, La Basse, and hip-hop, which is littered throughout in unconventional but awesome fashion. There's some rumba in there, more like Congolese rumba style. Zouk tracks in there like Le Symptome and Can't Get Over You. And you just get so many different styles, and it shows you that Chanel herself, I think she's just a music aficionado. The sequencing on Eclectic 2.0 was pretty good, especially in starting with unreleased tracks, then dropping the older work here and there to keep you interested and hooked by the familiar. A lot of the slower songs were also saved for the tail end of the album, and I could see why that made sense. She's equally or more so a queen at faster tempo stuff, so to have that at the start was amazing. Musically, Chanel is simply phenomenal with a voice that is angelic. She really knows how to work it to different styles and adapts to any genre with ease. I'd say she strikes me as someone that enjoys a good R&B ballad on a personal level and infuses that style, more in the singing sense, into the style of music that she makes, which is more dancey with a mixture of various genres. The beats here are a vibe, and even the slower tracks have something about them that draws you in. When you peel the layers, if you've been following Chanel over the years, you realize Eclectic 2.0 is a collection of pretty much every single Chanel has released over the last 3 years, plus a host of new tracks to give one of the most intense albums of 2020. The album gets you singing along to the tracks you know, especially because you haven't heard the songs in a while also getting you into some new potential favorites. Honestly, I do have to say 24 tracks is a lot, given just the current attention span of the listener these days. It's music long distance at that point. I don't recommend any artist to do this unless there's a really, really good reason. But having said that, the album is generally quite good and listenable from pretty much start to finish. I wouldn't say it's a no-skips album. It's very hard to do that in 24 tracks, especially with contrasting styles. But great thing is, Chanel did not rely on collabos to save her. She actually did the work here. Even if all the collabos were powerful, she marked her territory distinctly on the tracks that she featured them and on the other tracks where she carried things by herself. I'd say the mixing and mastering were quite good, and no complaints from my end. It's just great to see music of this standard coming out of Gabon. It is one of the smaller countries, but she's definitely doing something worth checking out, especially on the continental front and even on the international front.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
With this album, Chanel is without a doubt my favorite Gabonese artist right now. She's also one with a very strong digital footprint. That's something I appreciate from the marketing perspective. Being able to do that means that she is easily discoverable and her music then goes far and wide just because of how good she is. You don't know how frustrating it is to hear a great song or check out a great video on YouTube and look for the artist and you cannot find anything anywhere, especially on streaming platforms. Man, I hate that. My favorite tracks on Eclectic 2.0 are Sekisa, Jamais Mon Autre, C'est Pas Les Bébé, Chizembenge, which I played on the Motomoto podcast a couple of years back when I was still doing it, Chango, that's the one featuring Rico Amage, Okoke, Shokele, Le Malefe, Can't Get Over You, Poupiche, oh, one of my favorite songs from Chanel, Julie, Serre Serre, Lagole, Même Command, I think, and Je Vous Fais L'Amour. Great songs. Chanel is a great entry point into Gabonese music if you're not familiar. Her versatility means if you are patient with her catalog, you'll definitely find something dope within it. Eclectic 2.0 is the album you want to start with. Hell, even start on YouTube if you must. Particularly that Fally Ipupa collabo, man. That video and the song, they're pretty good. Otherwise, the music is fantastic still. She has plenty to offer, and better yet, if you speak or understand French and or understand French, then you are in for a treat, honestly. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is Umju Wimoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.